WFJU 861, monitoring.
Hey, 861.
Howdy, howdy.
How's it going, man? I was just getting ready to hit the sack, but heard you key up. This is WRTX 957.
Not doing too bad. Finally got home. Should have took the radio with me, but VAR in my bathroom, so I was just going to tell me.
Sounds good to me. Get the short antenna. I'd try the short antenna first.
No, actually, this is a long antenna. I'm excited for it, but I'm curious now.
Yeah, it's hard to tell when you're in a room inside moving around. It bounces up and down.
Okay. Here's the short antenna. Check, check.
Yeah, it sounds about the same inside. You'd have to be outside and really far away to notice much of the difference. But yeah, short antenna sounds just as good up close.
Yeah, at least I know I can get out in this back room. I don't always have to go outside, especially with the winter coming.
Yep, how do I sound? Yeah, I think the speaker is a little bit bigger in the 5RM than it is in the K61. So a little bit bigger speaker in it, I think.
Yeah, I like them both. I'm going to take the AR up with me. I didn't take that one up last time. I'm going up north for tomorrow, actually. So I'm curious if maybe I could hit that one repeater that I'm just out of range with on the K61. Probably not, but worth a try.
Yes, power set to high.
Yeah, the power is definitely set to high on this one. Well, I won't keep you. I know you're headed to bed.
Same thing. So I will catch you later. Yeah, maybe get out there a little bit earlier tomorrow. All right, man. Catch you later. WRTX 957.
Yeah, well, tomorrow I'll be up at the cabin, so I don't know if we'll be able to adjust, but definitely when I get back on Sunday. So we'll catch you on the fifth side. But yeah, stay you, 861 out. WSIV 944 calling WSIU 709. You out there? This is WSIV 944 calling WSIU 709. You out there? No copy on WSIU 709. This is WSIV 944. Clear and monitoring.
WSTH-380 monitoring.
WSHF-567. Good morning, time channel.
Good morning there. I talked to you on the CD side, and I know you handle, but I won't spit it out.
Sir, good morning. So I'm right back to you.
All right. You have a great day, Mr. 567. I'm going to get back inside the house. I went outside to see if this radio could get, you know, make any inroads on getting out. So apparently it works. So it's a good day. WSDA-380. I'm back.
Have a good morning. WSHF-567 monitoring.
WSHR-566-793, you got yours on? WRWB-49, standing by.
WSHF 567. You out there? This is WRWB 49. Yeah, good morning out there.
Can't read, Jack. Barely read you. Not really. Whole lot of static there, Roger. WRZX 218.
Ah, 675. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, pretty good. Just got up. Now you sound good. Now you sound good there. Copy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think Detroit Lapita is too far from me. Mount Clemens is close by, that's why.
I copy that. Well, you come in Detroit before. Good, so something going on there.
I don't know, I just checked the Fletcher feed. It's open, but there's nobody out there.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm going to sit here and listen. 600's been going on. Day before, I was here in Mayville up there, I was telling you. So, conditions look good outside, Clark. We'll see.
Yeah. This is the best time to for the conditions.
I copy that.
So are you gonna go for a ride today?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I gotta go back out to Tecumseh out there, way out south of here, so I'll be trying that. Boom, boom. Keep it on high power at DB20 and see how it does. I put that antenna more towards the back of the roof on that Jeep, so I'm going to see if that makes any difference. Roger.
I should. Actually, the back of the Jeep is better from the front because that engine is there. That's why.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I was trying to do a redid it, rearranged it on the roof, put it back further, and more in the middle, equal, with more towards the back. Yeah, you're right, away from the electronics of the engine and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, even when you start the Jeep. To me, that noise comes out from the engine. It sounds like it's not insulated.
Yeah, Roger. I know. So I got to keep the radio off and try to roll the window up, too, and stuff. Keep the, you know, white noise and other noise going on helps, too.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just woke up and I haven't had no coffee at all. All right, good to hear you out there. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Roger that. All right, yeah, I'll be out there about, I don't know, around 11, noon or so in there. Take off. Got to work on some lawnmower. I bought a little rider, a little riding lawnmower yesterday. Got a good deal on it. And hurt my legs to walk and push these mowers anymore. I'm gonna sit down and do it. And all right, we'll talk at you later. WRZX 218, we're standing by.
It's good, bought a lawnmower. That's what I have, you know. I couldn't walk all this, you know, two lots. There's no way. And, you know, I went out there and bought the lawnmower. I bought it from Tractor Supply. And they put it on their back of the truck about 2 years ago. But it's still doing good. But you just got to watch. You know, you got to make sure, you know, the way I do it, your left feet, you know, it matches the speed you want, not to go fast, you hit wall or something like that.
I copy that. This is a little one. This is one of them little 30-inch, little Troy built 30-inch with a 10 horsepower. And they're like $2,000 brand new, Lowe's or someplace. I got the guy down to $550 for it. It's a 2017 model too, so it's a pretty good deal, I think. Runs perfect, and they took care of it. I'm gonna try it out tomorrow probably. The grass is all burnt up around here anyway, so we didn't get no rain. The rain missed me. I haven't had no rain, Jack, since that 2.5 inches fell there, Metro Airport, a month ago. All right, talk to you. It's WIZX 218, and we're going to get something to eat.
Yeah, you're right. It's not even here, I have a lot of dry grass, you know. But what can you do? It's no rain. And it's not going to be a rain till next week, probably. Catch you later. WIZX 28.
WRBG 829.
WRUZ935 Mobile.
WSFC 793 calling.
contact station 902. WSSW 7 93, clear.
WRUZ 935 mobile.
WSJF 896, radio check. I'm always on the repeat Detroit repeater today. WSJF 896, radio Texas.
Coming in loud and clear, 856. This is WSIZ 474.
Got that 474, thank you. Just trying to do mic here, see how it's coming across.
Yep, sounding good. Where are you guys in from?
Currently in Farms and Hills, and going for the Detroit repeater.
Right on, man. Well, you have a good day. You're sounding good over here on the east side of Detroit. And, WSIZ 474 monitoring.
Copy that. Thank you. Have a good day yourself. WSJF 896 monitoring.
WRUG
488, from WSJF 896, you can copy.
All right, go ahead. 896, you're sounding good. Just a little played out. I don't think you're on the handheld. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I'm on a handheld. It's a 10-watt handheld, but took your recommendation on upgrading a microphone here from my old one, so just testing it out real quick, making sure I'm getting out there good.
I don't know, you're sounding good without the microphone, but go ahead. I'm here.
Yeah, copy that. This is actually with the microphone. So I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and you said the mic I was using didn't sound that good, and recommended I get an upgrade. So this is the upgrade.
That way. Good.
So copy that. I just want to say thanks again. You're 2 for 2. First one being the Nagoya 771. Antenna, and then also with the mic. So appreciate your help, and you have a good day, sir. WSJF 89, sir, monitoring.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. No problem at all. Anything you need, I'm here. You know, just give us a shout. I would be glad to help you out. But you did good. Nagoya 771 is a 771G. It's a good answer. And I have all my radios like that. All my handhelds. They do good. They all do good. Now, good talking to you. Take care.
WSBT 754.
Good afternoon there, Charlie. WRWB 49.
Hello, Mike. What's happening, man?
Not a whole lot. Just got off work.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm beating feet to the Port Huron area.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I didn't see no traffic, you know, going eastbound. It looked pretty clear.
Yeah, it does seem awful light right now. I just got on, just coming past Shook Road right now. And looks like everything's moving along just fine.
So far, so good. It didn't look like there was any, you know, bumper to bumper.
Yeah, this is my Friday, so this is the week I'm off on Fridays. So I'm done for the week.
Yeah, copy that.
Hey, you remember the other day when we were talking about how fast everybody drives out here? This morning, and the first time in the 25 years since I moved back from Texas, I saw a doggone state motorcycle cop out there right about Marine City Highway with somebody pulled over. I have never seen a state cop motorcycle on 94 out there, ever.
Yeah, I've seen them. They if I'm not mistaken, they got BMWs now along with the Macomb Sheriffs. That's what they're using now. They traded up, you know, from Harley's to BMWs.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked when they see one out there. I've seen them out on 275 quite a bit years ago when I was working a different job, driving around a lot, but not one time have I ever seen one out there on 94 in that area, ever.
Yeah, they were out last month. Between them and the Macomb sheriffs, they were up and down 94, pulling people over left and right.
Yeah, they must have heard us talking and said, "Oh yeah, watch this. We'll slow you all down."
Yeah, I'm looking right now. I just pulled into the yard. Yeah, I can see here. Starting to slow down a little bit past the 237.
Yeah, I just caught up to a little pocket of it. Yeah, well, I'm in no hurry today. They got my road not all open, but they got it all down with gravel right now until they get the rest of it tore up, so they won't be paving probably till maybe middle of next week or so. So I got my driveway back. I don't have to hurry up and try and find my place to park for the night.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Right now in my neighborhood, they got Garfield all tore up.
Well, one of the guys was telling me the other day that when they built my neighborhood, that concrete road was put right over top of clay. There was no drainage, no nothing. When they tore all the concrete up, it was right into clay. And the storm sewers, all they were big pots. And it slowly, you know, sank into the ground when it rained. So he said that the way they set it up now, they got it all tied into the main lines now, and we shouldn't have any trouble with water. We never really had any flooding, but still, that was kind of odd, you know. He said there was no gravel base under that concrete, nothing, man. That one didn't make it through, Mike.
That wasn't me, it was somebody else.
Jump on in there, somebody else. Hello, WSBT 754. Or not.
Well, anyway, good talking to you. I got a phone call coming in, so I will yak at you later.
Okay, Mike, have a good weekend. We'll catch you Monday morning. WSBT 754, sir.
Catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
WSSP 902, WSSP 783, you in there, Frank? I guess not. No contact, 902, WSSP 793, I'm listening.
WRZN 493 monitoring.
WSJF 896 monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring. WSHR 566-793, you out there? WSEU 202, good evening, Southern Michigan.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
That's a good year blimp flying around downtown earlier today. WRWC 559.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
WRZX 218, standing by in a moment. WRZX 218 in the mobile, standing by.
WRZD 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSJF 896.
896, WRZP 544, living the dream. Enjoying a beautiful afternoon up here, Roger.
Roger that. It's a nice, nice day downstate as well, down here in Farmington Hills, just outside Metro Detroit. Beautiful day out, just sitting outside here, fish dinner, and sitting down right.
Roger that. Shaping up to be a beautiful rest of the week all the way into next Monday up here, high 70s, and I tell you what, we couldn't ask for any better weather this time of year, Roger.
Three,
Steve. You and yours be safe. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir.
WSDY 438 on the band. I heard you there, WSD. What are you? WRXD 901, that's what you are. WSDY 438. We're getting off here. Click, click. I'm headed back to the other one. Yeah, yep. I'm still getting you up here on, Simplex, but I see your repeater key. WSDY 438. I don't think I'm going in on that Saginaw one anymore, I hope. We'll see. All right, I'm back to the other one.
WSIH 305, you got a copy? This is WSID 817.
Hey, 817, how are you? Were you able to go to that old folks home?
Yeah, Roger, I went out to Bay City for my appointment, but that the administrator of that facility didn't get back to me. I was kind of hoping to get out there while I was in Bay City, but I guess I just got to wait for the administrator to get back to me. I don't really want to have to call a bunch of times, but it seems like the person that contacted the agency seems to be kind of taking the lead on it, so we'll see how that goes. And whenever I get in there, I guess. But I wasn't able to do it today. I'm actually on the walking path right now.
I wonder why you sounded all winded.
From all those darts and these dogs dragging me around for a mile and a half.
Have you guys ran into a lot of other dogs on the walk path?
There's some softball games going on right now, and there was another dog that was spectating. They were kind of off in the distance, and Cassidy started acting up, so I just stopped. I made her sit, and she was crying, and I just kept on telling her no. And the dog got further away and out of sight, so I don't know. I'm still working on her. She still gets pretty excited.
Cassidy has a lot of love to give, and she just wants to share it with all living things.
Yeah, Roger that. I think Ducky's the only one certified to do something like that, though. But how was your day today? Did you go into the? I know you went to the shelter a little bit today. Did you do anything this afternoon? Did you make any progress on the office?
I did not. Actually, one of the dogs in the surgical center, they found out today, has parvo, and the dog I took home was in the cage next to the dog with parvo. And on Tuesday before I left, I had told staff that that dog was throwing up in its cage. And I felt bad for the dog, so I opened up the door and I petted him. I washed my hands and stuff, but so, like, today I've been bleaching all the floors, and I started doing a bunch of laundry, and then my dryer broke.
Roger that. Your clothes dryer? broke today? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was, like, doing a second load, drying them, and then all of a sudden it's just, like, I heard a big pop, and it stopped working. So I got somebody coming over tomorrow to look at it.
Yeah, Roger. It makes me glad that I have, like, an old-school washer and dryer. I think the set that I have is pretty bulletproof. I've been using them for, like, 10 years now. I bought them used on Craigslist, like, 10 years ago, and they've been running like tanks ever since. I love these things.
Yeah, the dryer we had before was like 40 years old, and this one's like 4 years old.
Roger, they don't make them like they used to, that's for sure. Well, I hope you can get that one repaired or, you know, find a reasonably priced dryer in the near future then. I've just got a little bit longer to go on my walk here, and I'll be home. Did you hear from Austin at all today?
Yeah, I talked to him for a little bit on the phone, and I've been waiting to see if he's going to get on the radio, but I haven't heard him put his call sign out there.
Yeah, Roger, I've been listening, but I've also been away from the radio for hours at a time today, so I don't know if he would put his call out or not. But, yeah, I'm trying to listen for him. What'd you end up having for dinner?
Corn and pulled pork. What'd you end up having?
I still have to eat dinner. I put together a crock pot of cheese, salsa, and taco meat, and I'll end up eating that with some chips later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got all that good food for your company.
Yeah, Roger, I threw some ribeyes in a marinade today with white vinegar, splash of soy sauce, and some olive oil. Then some Montreal steak seasoning and extra pepper in there. So I'm going to be grilling those either tomorrow or Saturday. I talked to Sean. He said that it's kind of up in the air whether or not he'll be able to come. He said it'd be a last-minute decision. So we'll see if he shows up or not, but it doesn't matter. I'm still excited for the weekend because my big antenna's going up.
Oh, yeah, you'll be eating good, and then I can't wait to hear how the antenna thing goes. Do you think it's only going to be like a Saturday thing, or do you think it's going to be a two-day thing?
Well, I'm hoping we can get it done in a couple hours. I'm thinking just one day. If we start at noon, then we have, you know, several hours of daylight. So I don't know how long it'll take because I've never done it before, and I'm sure it depends on a lot of luck and a little bit of skill. So we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to learning about it.
Cool. I can't wait to hear how it goes. You'll have to let me know.
Yeah, Roger. I'll let you go for now. We'll talk again later. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your walk, and I'll talk to you later. This is WSID 305, and I'm clear and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, Zero Mobile Monitoring. I hear somebody trying to make it in there, but you're not making it at all.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening, Chad. How are you?
810 from 993.
Good evening. I'm just standing by for a second because I heard somebody else in there. They were kind of scratchy, though. So I'll just stand by for a second if that other station wants to try it again. The other station, you're not making it. If you want to try again in a few minutes, feel free to jump in there. We're going to turn it back to you, Chad.
Yeah, roger that there. Getting ready to head into work tonight, are you?
I just got out of a meeting. I got to stop at the store here in a minute and then go home, sleep for an hour, and then go to work.
All right, are they still hiring out there, front dog?
I believe so.
Yep, I hear you. But, anyways, I guess you safe travels out there. You have yourself a good evening and get some good rest, and hopefully we'll talk again soon, my friend. You have yourself a good evening, and take care for now. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
Hi, roger that. Back at you. We're going to be at our destination here in a moment, so we're going to sign off. Have yourself a good one. Whiskey 7, Zebra 810, we're clear.
Roger that. WSBM 993 monitoring. WSHR 566. Are you down there?
566, how you doing? WSJF 89. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I was just wanting to see
Kevin, most of your transmission was completely broken there. I don't know if you're going through a speech rate repeater or not.
Yeah, I'm hitting off the Detroit repeater. The Mount Clemens isn't open.
Yeah, I copied that last. Yeah, I'm also going through the Detroit repeater, but I'm coming through Farmington Hills here, so.
Yeah, copy that. Well, thanks for the shout. I'll let you go and have a good night, and hope to talk to you again. WSHR 566, clear.
Yep, copy that, Kevin. You have a good night yourself. WSJF 896, clear and monitoring.
WSCP 570, this is WSCP 257, you out there? WSCP 570, this is WSCP 257, are you out there? Nothing heard, WSCP 257, clear and monitoring. WSJF-896, this is WSET-257, you copy?
Go ahead, 257, this is WSJF-896, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I was just sitting here monitoring, talking to a buddy on chat, so glad to reach out and see how you're doing. Just say hi.
Yeah, doing real well. Same thing, just kind of listening, monitoring here. How's things down on the south side of the town there?
Doing pretty good over here, other than I had to go over somewhere on Orchard Lake today, and that place is still a nightmare. Copy.
On the north end there, yeah, it seems like construction is never ending.
Yeah, hope they get that wrapped up soon. It's seems like it's going on forever, and choking that down to one lane is just a nightmare. Even the side roads, I was had to sit through five lights to get through because the side roads are so loaded up because of it.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not looking forward. I got to work this weekend over at the fire department here. Imagine it's going to be crazy all weekend just with the traffic and stuff.
Roger. I'm just thinking I need to get all those documents uploaded to the drive as well for the EPC, so I'll probably do that this weekend sometime so I can get a couple minutes, but I'll let you go, and I want to talk to you off WSET 257 clear on your final.
Yeah, copy that. I was going to shoot you a message earlier about that as well, and just slipped my mind, but nope, you have yourself a good night. WSJF 896, clear monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
From WSJF 896, you're coming across real broken.
WREZ 488, WSBM 993.
I don't think we can answer because I'm on the 550 repeater, the Mayfield repeater.
Roger that, you're on the Mayfield repeater? Yeah, I don't know, it might not be connected anymore. Jack, I can hear you in there, WSBM 993.
WSGH 922 listening. Hey, Jack, I got you. WSGH, thank you, too. Yeah, Flint's down, at least for receiving.
I
can usually hit it from where I'm at, so yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's late.
But I'm far away. Late to my radio.
No, I heard Chad earlier. I think we're linked without Flint. Chad, you still out there?
922, go ahead, WSCM 993.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering if we were connected. I'm on the Mayville right now.
Yeah, roger that. I hear you real well over here in Saginaw, on the Saginaw repeater. I responded to Jack a little bit ago. He was asking for a radio check, and I responded to him, but he must not have heard me. I don't know. Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I hear you in there, Jack. I'm a little staticky, but you're making it in. WSDM 993.
Yeah, you believe that? I'm on the 550 repeater, the Tango repeater.
Yeah, copy that one. That's a pretty good distance there for you, definitely.
What radio are you talking on, Jack? You on that TYT, Jack?
BRUG 488, BRU 850.
WIUG 488, on station, WIUU 850.
Hey Jack, I connected Mount Clemens back up if you want to play around with it a little bit. If the croaker comes back, I'm just going to disconnect it.
You know what, Sean? I was on 550, the Mayville repeater, and I was talking to a Greg down there. And also, I don't know how, but on the 550, so it must be open.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It gets warm during the day and cools off at night, and it sets up those inversions. And yeah, spring and fall, it's going to have all sorts of fun like that.
Let me ask you a question. So we hook up 625, 675, and 550 together?
They are right now.
Thank you. All right, John. Take care. WIUU 850 from WIUG 488.
All right, Jack. Yeah, we'll let it ride as long as there's no tomfoolery. WRU 850.
WSIK 839, listening. The station calling, come on back with a cosign. This is WIUG 88. WSDI, H plus 7. WIUG 88, copy. WIUG 88, clear. Station 922, WIUG 88, copy.
Hey, go ahead, Jack. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. How about you? You sounding good.
Yeah, I'm on the Mayville repeater right now. The Flint one, as I said, for whatever reason, I can transmit out of there, but I can receive nothing. So that's what's going on with that.
I don't know. Except that the guys out there in the Flint. I don't know who they are, but, you know, they'll probably check it out anyhow.
Yeah, it's not a problem. I can hit Mayville. Probably don't sound as good as they do going through Flint, but I can hear you before, too.
Yeah, it could be that because the band opened tonight on that 550. So that's what I wore on 550.
Yep, that's what I'm talking on right now, so I'm not sure how far Mayville is from Burton area here. Probably about 40 miles, maybe.
There's nothing going on out there on that 710. I went on 10 meter, nothing. 14, nothing either. All he was on the 40. A few people on the 40, and that's it. That's why I shut it down.
Yep, I did the same thing. I've just been watching the football. Thursday night, prime games on. Packers are beating Commanders 14-3.
Well, yeah. All right, Greg. Good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48.
All righty, Jack. Have a good evening. We'll chat with you again tomorrow. WSGH 922 will be clear. We'll be listening.
Node 710 disconnected.
WSCQ 464, Maumee, Ohio.
I hear Ohio pin now.
That's station 6464, WIUG 488, copy.
Hey, got a good copy on you. Hey, this is Brian out of Maumee, Ohio. How you doing?
Oh, very good. You're sounding good. I'm over here in Rochester, Michigan.
Yeah, Yeah, I've talked to you several times before, and I'm trying to remember your first name, but I don't remember. But, yeah, it's been a while since we've talked. His name is Jack, Brian. Oh, that's right, Jack. Okay, I knew that. I just wanted to see if he knew that. And Wayne, you're coming in real good, too.
Roger, it must be the band is open tonight.
Yes, they're starting to open up. That's cool. Wayne, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but are you on that Hag radio?
Negative. Right now I'm on the rate of its R87.
I must be buying all the wrong HTs. I can't believe how well you're coming in. Wow.
Now, this is a 40-watt mobile I was using as a base station earlier. Yeah, I'm out in the truck right now.
Okay. Yeah, it's doing a job, too. Yeah, I hear, Jack, I hear you once in a while. I listen to the morning group. I don't have a ham license, so I can't transmit, but I'll listen to it, and I'll hear you out there.
Roger, I'm always out there, a little bit after 8 o'clock almost every day. I go by the name KFA Detroit Rock City. I don't know if you heard that one or not.
Yes, sir. Yep. As soon as I hear that, I know who we are. Yep. Like I say, I can't transmit. I don't have a ham license, but I listen to it.
That's good. That's something, you know, different from the GMRS anyhow.
Oh, sure. Take care.
Yeah. Anyhow, you're really sounding good, very clear. I don't know how many watts out that radio is, but I'm on 50-watt radio, but I'm only on medium-low power.
Yeah, this, right now, I think I'm set at 45 watts right now.
Yeah, well, you know what, because you're probably close to the repeater, maybe go a little bit down and see what happens. But you're sounding good. I mean, no doubt about it. Maybe it's the same thing or not. I don't know. And I'm on that TYT 9600.
Yeah, I'm not sure which repeater I'm hitting. I don't know if I'm hitting Van Wert. I'm assuming I'm hitting Detroit, and I'm probably 55 miles from Detroit.
I believe you're hitting 625 repeater. That is a Detroit repeater.
Yeah, that's probably the one I'm hitting. Yeah, I got, Van Wert's got one on the same frequency and the same tone, so that's why I wasn't sure, but yeah, probably Detroit.
Yeah, you're right. Well, good talking to you. We'll talk again anytime you like. I don't have no problem. I usually go to sleep at 12 o'clock, 11:30, so anytime you're out there, it gives me a shout, I will talk to you. You have a good evening. We'll talk again, like I said. WIUG 48.
All right, you have a good day, buddy. Talk to you next time. WSCQ 464. You have a good one there, Wayne. Yeah, but your radios are really working good for you.
Hey, like I said, I'm at the work 20 on the mobile. The 40-watt radio. Jack told me about a year ago to get something bigger. So I did. I'm sure he can hear me. WSCD 991. Yeah, we have a good rest of your shift, two-way. We'll talk to you later.
Station 991. I'm sorry I didn't give you a chance to get in, but you're sounding good too, by the way. I know I talked to you guys before. I talked to Lyon, Ohio. I even have the guy there in the 847, WSDI 847. He's on a... I believe he's out of Cleveland. I always talk to him. Last night I was with him, and tonight I tried to, but he was not out there. All right, you guys have a good night. And like I say, anytime you want to talk, no problem. We'll catch you later. WIUG 48.
Sounds good, Jack. Sounds good. This is WSCD 991, and I'll be clear.